Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Today is an ozone action day for high ground-level ozone readings that may make conditions even less tolerable for people with health problems. If you have heat-related questions, you can call the Marion County Health Department between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. The number is 221-2415. A growing healthcare model is showing promising results and saving insurers millions of dollars. The model called Patient-Centered Medical Home encourages the family doctor to act as a health coach and focus on preventing and treating illness equally. WellPoint, United Health, and other insurers have pilot projects testing the concept. A company that provides finish coatings for automotive wheels plans to expand its operations in northern Indiana and hire dozens of more workers. Winona PVD Coating says it'll spend about $9 million on new equipment at its Warsaw plant, where it now has about 35 workers. The company was founded in Warsaw in 2007 and plans to start hiring 70 additional employees later this year. NCAA President Mark Emmert wants a more aggressive approach to change. He says incremental changes aren't good enough to maintain the integrity of college sports. More than 60 university officials are expected to attend a retreat next month. WFYI weather. We still have an excessive heat warning in effect. It goes through Saturday at 8 p.m. Today, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. High 94. A slight chance of showers tonight with a low of 76. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 97. And mostly sunny on Friday with a slight chance of showers and a high near 94. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.